As Philadelphia experiences a 20% uptick in homicides so far this year, headlines have been latching onto gunfire in Center City, though the 22nd Police District, including parts of Strawberry Mansion, Brewery Town, and Yorktown, has been the epicenter of the gun violence. WHYY's Bobby Allen spent time with a longtime resident and a beat cop in the North Philly district.
48-year-old Thomas Boyd says witnessing shootings has become all too common.
I done seen a guy walk up on a guy on a bike, shoot him point blank in the head, right here on 22nd, 23rd and Ridge. I seen a friend of mine, that street right there, shot in the chest over what? A couple of dollars.
The 22nd District represents just a sliver of the city of Philadelphia, some 40 square blocks north of the Art Museum. But since January, it's been the site of nearly 100 of the 680 shootings in the city. Census figures show the median household income is $16,000. A typical family in Center City makes six times as much. Boyd grew up in this part of North Philly. He thinks generational poverty and split family households are fueling some of the violence.
It's hard when you have no father in the house. It's hard when your mother is struggling. It's hard when you got three or four siblings and you're the oldest. And you gotta find a way to see your siblings not go hungry. What are you gonna do?
Officer Shanna Moore has been working in the 22nd District for nearly 14 years, currently assigned to community relations. She has some advice.
If you hear there's a feud going on, if you hear that somebody's coming back later, there was a fight and somebody's threatening to come back with a weapon, call 911 in advance, try to get police there.
Moore admits police can't be everywhere all the time.
We could literally pull a block away and a shooting could occur. If somebody wants to commit a shooting, it's going to happen.
The violence didn't just happen overnight, Boyd says. He says with more attention on wealthier neighborhoods like Center City, it's easy for some residents to feel hopeless.
They don't have anything really to do. So if they don't have anything to do, the next best thing for them to do is violence. I have to put it this way, that's what the devil wants.
Boyd is 48. He's a part-time cook and the father of nine. He says he's had a lot of conversations with young men in the neighborhood who've thought about using a gun. Moore, meanwhile, says when she's responding to a reported crime, some neighbors ask her why she's harassing them, when in fact, a neighbor called her to the area.
We're really not the bad guys. We're there to work together. So that mentality, I think, has to change. And if it doesn't, we're still going to do our job. We're still going to do what we have to do and protect the community best that we can.
The police department holds monthly community meetings in the 22nd District to hear neighborhood concerns, though more often than not, few, if anyone, attends. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.